The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we're delighted to be joined this week for the Thursday interview, joined by Eric Roberts, a broadcaster, content creator and now dancer reaching this year's Dancing with the Stars finalist. Eric, good afternoon.
Good morning or good afternoon, guys. How are we?
It's usually us who make that mistake, Eric. We used to work on News Talk Breakfast. We do that all the time. So it's unlike our guests to do it.
I'm used to saying good morning during the day. And that's actually
same
than me.
You've had, I think it's a pretty whirlwind rise to stardom. Can I take you back to when it started? It was kind of the COVID era and TikTok videos you were doing. Is that correct?
It was indeed. I was a special needs assistant around the time, and I think like everyone else, I was just pulling my hair out and downloaded the app, and one thing led to another. I think it was I wasn't integrated into my friend groups and they weren't able to take a hand at me for post online, so I just started doing it. And it's kind of snowballed into where I am now today. It's been an incredible whirlwind of a few years.
And tell us about Ireland AM. You've been, I mean, I think you were a fill-in there for a while and now you're a permanent presenter there.
I am indeed. They were good enough to give me the opportunity to do a few small slots. And I suppose I just worked my way up over the last couple of years to be a fully-fledged presenter. And they've been incredible in there. I'm enjoying it. It's a great bunch of people in there. So we have great crack every weekend.
And Eric, for anyone who doesn't know you, and I'm sure that's few enough people now, but how did you make the transition, I suppose, from SNA and childcare worker and in creches and all the stuff that you did in the past into like, you know, media star?
I don't think there's any sort of recipe to success. I don't even know how it happened myself, to be honest. I think I'm just very, very lucky. And not to say I haven't worked incredibly hard, but when I left that job as a special needs assistant, I was sort of turning down really incredible opportunities and it didn't make sense. So the decision was sort of made for me. And when I did leave, it just kind of went strength to strength and I was able to say yes to more. And I suppose the more I did, the more opportunities came my way.
And was it purely through, obviously you're massive on things like TikTok. And was it through that? So you were working away like anybody else in a normal kind of a job, if you will. And then because your videos and stuff were going viral, was that the tipping point? Was that the catalyst for change?
I think it was just around that time TikTok created opportunities for so many people around the world. You know what I mean? It was a sort of gateway for people to turn their hobbies into fully-fledged careers. I was lucky enough that people sort of resonated with the videos. It was kind of poking fun at myself and really family-friendly content because I was still working as a special needs assistant at the time. So I don't know. I can't tell you why it grew in popularity so much, but I suppose I read the wave and I found myself with an entirely new life.
Yeah, I found yourself on Dancing with the Stars. How did you enjoy it?
It was incredible. Honestly, life-changing. From start to finish, I wouldn't have a bad word to say about it. It was, I suppose, a whole new routine, 7 days a week, 6 hours a day, rehearsing with professional dancers and the buzz of the weekend and performing. How terrifying it was.
Is it terrifying going up in front of the judges? Is it actually, like, are you actually scared of Brian and all that, or not so much?
Not at all. It was more making a show of yourself on national television. That was
I can imagine. But you're a good dancer. You are, tell us, a body popper. What is that?
I think I watched a few step up movies when I was in rural Donegal, and I taught myself a couple of moves, and I was able to bang a few of them out, thankfully, on the show. But I don't think it had too much help in terms of ballroom and the foxtrot, the Viennese waltz. It didn't stand to be there now. But
I suppose if you can dance, you can dance though.
Well, I had a bit of rhythm, absolutely. I think that shone through. So thankfully, I was in a better position maybe than a few of the other ones.
In fairness, there was a bit of a debate this year, wasn't there, about people, and I mean no disrespect to any of your co-contestants, but people were kind of saying, oh, Paddy, not the best dancer, maybe there because of personality and things like that were being said. That didn't really apply to you because you actually could dance.
Well, I mean, it's, at the end of the day, we're not competing in the worlds. People have said it many, many times, and it's been brought up other years with other dancers in the past. It's an entertainment show. And
yeah.
Fair.
It's the public that are voting and the public that are keeping people in and voting for their favourites. So if Foddy got to where he was, it was because he deserved to be there in the public.
Yeah. For sure.
Don't take it too seriously. Tell us about Gary the Stinky Goose.
Gary the Sink Youth is something I wrote while I was a special needs assistant, and it was a project I sort of sat on for many years. And then I suppose with the platform that I have now and having my son last year, I thought it was a great time to put the book out there. And thankfully, it was very well received. It's just a book based around inclusion and a conversation starter, I suppose, for parents and educators to have with kids, just to make sure everyone feels included.
It's a nice thought. It looks like a beautiful book and aimed at kind of very young kids.
Aimed at 3, 4, 5 year olds, but it's fun for the whole family to enjoy no matter what age you are. And I've had some incredible reviews from even older children as well. It's a book about a farting goose, but it's a conversation starter and about a goose that goes from having no friends to having lots of friends because he's unique and special in a way, and people realise that near the end of the story. So
does he honk? Is that what he does?
For want of a better word,
tell me this: how do you come up with your sketches and all that kind of stuff? Like, where do you get the ideas?
I suppose it's just everyday life. It depends what I'm doing at the moment. It's sort of transitioned into all the incredible opportunities that I've had in Dancing with the Stars and Ireland AM. I'm just, I suppose, showing an insight into that. And of course, being a new dad as well, I've never stuck.
Oh yeah, rich seam.
How are you finding being? I think Rian is your son. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. He's at such a fun age now. He's 14 months, so every day he's learning a new trick, as they say. we're still finding our feet. It's such an incredible time, and we're so lucky.
Oh, great. And I know your nephew. Do you pronounce it Oisin or Oisin?
Oisin, yeah.
Oisin, yeah. I know he's a huge part of your life and a big inspiration to you, and the work you've done as an SNA and even a lot and the videos and such you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a huge part of my life. We grew up together. Do you know what I mean? And he's obviously a huge part of the content as well. And I suppose since leaving the job as an SNA, I've never really fully left it behind. I'm still a big disability activist, and I do a lot of work with As I Am charity. And obviously, Oisin brings a lot of joy to people and families that are in similar situations. I think just people like to see how happy he is. And he's a beacon of light, you know what I mean? Whoever comes across him would say so. So being able to show him online, him being so well received, is a big, big plus as well.
Yeah. Have you finally got to see your new, is it niece or nephew that was born during the Dancing with the Stars?
Indeed, I did. I went off and I met Esme at the homecoming there last week in Donegal, which was absolutely incredible. So we're heading back up again now next week. For it won't be as hectic. There'll be no filming.
was there a big
next week?
Was there a big? Where's home in Donegal? Whereabouts?
Downings.
Oh, okay. And was there a big welcome for you when you got back after the show?
It was absolutely incredible. Yeah, we had hundreds of people down, so
We know from working with Andrea Gilligan that the Donegal Mafia is real, isn't it? You guys stick together like nobody's business.
Absolutely. We're blessed being from rural Ireland. I think it was the same for everyone. But just you're aware of the sports in the competition, and you can see it online and stuff. But when you were there face to face with hundreds of people, it was overwhelming. So it was an emotional trip, but something I'll never forget.
Your dad got very emotional every Sunday night when he watched you dancing.
He did indeed. Yeah, I don't know. Something awoke in him when he retired there. he's an emotional wreck since. It was amazing. He was incredible support throughout. He goes for swims every day with his buddy Frank, and they were pushing for votes every morning down in the freezing cold.
He must be thrilled. You built your house, didn't you? You have a probably isn't that new now, but up in Donegal, he must be thrilled because so many people from Donegal, their kids, they moved to Dublin, they moved to Galway, they moved to Cork. It must be delighted to have you back.
Yeah, well, we're still kind of halfway through it with Dancing with the Stars. I haven't really been able to get up home to check on how it's getting on. So we're heading up next week to see where we're at, and hopefully we'll have it finished now this year, which will be great.
So, what's next for Eric Roberts? Is there a period of calm? Is it just about going back to the day job, or do you have other ambitions ahead?
Well, I'm going to be back in Ireland AM now quite regularly, and there's a few bits coming up now later this year. But the priority now at the moment is making sure the wife is happy. And to be
very sensible.
All's busy, yeah. So we'll be booking a holiday and doing very little for a few weeks.
Yeah, because I'd say it takes its toll. Dancing with the Stars, does it?
I mean, it takes over your whole life. It's 7 days a week, rehearsals every day, and you're away all day every day at the weekend. So it's a huge, huge commitment. But again, it was incredible. So something I'll remember forever.
I remember talking to Deirdre O'Kane about it when she did. You're never as fit in your life.
I'm down over a stone, and I'm thinking about all the cakes and stuff I've eaten over the last couple of weeks. I'm not going to be able to enjoy them now.
Maybe I need to get on Dancing with the Stars next year.
You heard it here first, guys. Shane's putting in his pitch.
I need to lose absolutely. A stone back. Although there's got to be easier ways of doing it, I'd say, okay, it sounds really tough. Listen, an absolute pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with everything you do. If people want to check out your content, where's the best place to go, Eric?
Yeah, you can get me anywhere. It's Eric Roberts.
Yeah. Just put in a
circle. I have to say to you, Eric, when you first kind of broke through, I was really confused because I thought you were... I thought you were Julia Roberts' brother, who's also Eric Roberts. And I didn't understand why you were doing so much Irish content. But anyway, I worked it out. It's just I'm a bit slow. That's all.
There you go.
There you go. But look, it's a pleasure to chat to you.
And you guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Eric Roberts, thanks for being our Thursday interview. Take care.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.